Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Super Bowl. What you talking about?
Took it and got that dub.
Fellas! Let's go, fellas! Let's get it! Way to make it happen, y'all. Way to make it happen. Grind out these wins. Let them keep hating. All we do is win, win, win. Goodness. Don't get me in a mood this morning. Good job, Bellarmine.
Whoa. It's the clean version.
Welcome back. It's Smith Days with Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
Not a bad weekend, man. Not a bad weekend at all. Louisville gets a win. Louisville women get a win. Bellarmine gets a couple wins. I think Western got the win.
Got a couple wins.
Yeah, look, everybody went. Look, this weekend couldn't even hold back Kentucky's sorry Rams from winning. everybody got a win this weekend. So everybody was happy. Everybody was excited. I was excited. Even yesterday, I got my Super Bowl matchup I wanted, and Jair Alexander balled out. Like, it was just a lot of great stuff, man, this weekend. It was good. It was a good weekend. I tweeted out on Saturday night. I said, everybody's just happy. It's kind of nice. Like, I mean, Kentucky, they'll get their teeth kicked in for the next 4 or 5
Everybody's games, happy publicly, finally. Because you're not allowed to be happy publicly. You have to find something. The negativity right around the corner.
Oh, not me. But, yeah, I mean, that's fair. Look, it was fun. Look, I got Nikki V on the post game. We had a good time, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, I got Jack over here calling every other team in the world sorry every other play.
Well, he unfortunately has to watch Indiana basketball, so he would know sorry.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
Not too much. I'm just celebrating a good weekend as well. As you said, the Tops pulled off 2 wins as well. So all in all, things were good. And honestly, you know, me being a big Vikings fan, it's hard to root for the Packers. But I was, you know, hoping that Jair Alexander would have a good game, so I kind of got the best
we
of
all
both
were.
Worlds in the sense that the Packers lose, but Jair plays well. And honestly, I know you all get to it about the NFL, but why did they not go for it on 4th and 8 on the 8-yard line? I mean, when on the line, 2 minutes to go.
Games on the line.
No, Green Bay looked stupid on Sunday.
You want to take out a legend? You got to go for that.
Yeah, they look. Yeah, you. Oh, here, Tom Brady. You can have the ball. Look, not only are we going to kick the field goal, we're going to kick it to you. There you go, Tom. I'm sure you'll do something stupid with it. You know what he did? He ran the clock out.
And they give up the 39-yard touchdown with 1 second to go before the half.
Listen, we're just cleaning this palate real quick because we have a lot to get to with basketball. But I know I said it before. I mean, this was the matchup I wanted. I'm excited about this, and I think Mahomes is gonna take him out, but I mean, he's gonna get a shot. This is a perfect. This is something we don't get to see very often, man. You got to see Jordan take Magic out. You got to see that. Like, even though Magic was kind of later in his years and Jordan was young and up and comer, but you still got to see Jordan going there.
Yeah,
smoking.
Because if you don't get a chance at the throne, at a leader of the throne, it you chase ghosts forever.
You're right. Yep. That's what I'm saying. You know, Kobe, can you imagine if Jordan had played in 99 and 2000?
Right.
With the Bulls. They won that one in 99, and then in 2000, Kobe got Jordan and then beat him. You're right. Got him.
You're right, you know, right, right.
Took him out.
Right.
Or Jordan. Tom gets a chance, you know what I'm saying? Tom gets a chance to beat Mahomes.
You'll never reach my legacy.
If Tom Brady beats Patrick Mahomes, I know Tom said he's got a few more. Because Tom Brady says, I'm going to play until. But if he beats Pat Mahomes, I bet he walks.
I guarantee he walks.
Because he knows how good Mahomes is. Like, I ain't letting that dude come back and get me again. Like, nah, it's good. Look, I'm going to be Conor McGregor out here. Look. Crooked head, just looking all.
Brian, get my birthday music ready too.
Knock the. Oh yeah, music? Definitely.
Birthday.
Oh yeah.
You got 10 seconds.
Oh, man.
Ten.
Give my man
9,
his props.
8, 7.
What's he about?
6, 32. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
It's over. We got 5 seconds for an ad. Give me another 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Fair enough.
Ads get
YouTube is suspect.
Yeah. Ads, you get it. So. It's fair. There it is.
Coach Scott Davenport, I have learned so much under your tutelage. I hate most of my players because you taught me to hate a player with so much love that they'll know years down the line how much you love them. Shout out Coach Scotty Davenport. Happy birthday. This is you're doing a great job.
Happy birthday, Coach.
Over there at Bellarmine.
Yep.
Behind the scenes, you have fought vigorously for Freedom Hall and getting your kids on the floor. And I wanted to go acknowledge how hard you work behind the scenes. You're not just on here talking, doing a good job with the radio show. You're just doing a great job all around the board. Happy birthday, Nina Burr, also. One of our day ones, y'all. Nina Burr, happy, 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 happy birthday. You enjoy yourself. Everybody enjoy this.
Speaking of that, Coach Davenport, every day I'm on the treadmill, and Coach, don't take the offense to this, but I get into about 2 miles deep, and I'm like, if Coach Matt, or Coach Matt, if Coach Davenport can do it, I say, turn it up, man.
Good job, Coach. Way to keep it rolling.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Okay. I've literally burnt my throat. So you're going to have to talk about something
for me. No, that's fair. Happy to tell Coach Davenport happy birthday. Like I said, good football day yesterday. Super Bowl matchup's going to be big time. So, and then Charity going to look at me and go, well, since we're going to be in Orlando, they said that vaccinated healthcare workers can get tickets. So my wife has been vaccinated, and she's like, would you be mad if I went to the Super Bowl? I said, listen, babe, I don't do this very often. You're not going to the Super Bowl. I was like,
yes.
Hey, with all due respect, you're not going to the Super Bowl. Like this, this is one of those times.
Don't take this the wrong way. I forbid you as your husband.
Yeah. Where I'm putting my foot down. And saying,
listen here, woman.
Yeah, I know. It's like, Absolutely not. Unless now, if they say vaccinated healthcare workers and their husbands or wives,
then we'll be there.
Then let's go. No, they're giving like. Then I explained to her, I'm like, and they're giving 7,500 tickets. Okay, it's not like they're, you know. So yeah. Anyways, it was. But yeah, it was a good weekend, man. But the good weekend was absolutely capped off with my babies taking care of business down the stretch, doing what they needed to do, getting the win against Duke, and sending Coach K into a fit again. And we'll talk about that.
Oh, is that not the best? Steve, I didn't want to be the preacher man today, but I don't care if you listen for 2 hours and I hold you by the back of the head and I force your nose down into these roses every single day. My dad took me one time. He took me on a kind of like a college tour, you know, through the Carolinas, right?
Yeah.
I was young, you know, me and my brother, probably 8 and 12 or something like that. We went to Duke. We went to North Carolina. We went to NC State. We went to North Carolina Central and I believe North Carolina A&T. North Carolina Central, Steve. You know what I remember about North Carolina Central more than anything?
The women.
You know the second thing I remember the most about North Carolina Central? Right. The flowers. On that campus, they had the sweetest smelling flower. And I was, like I said, I was 9, 10 years old probably. And I can still remember how good those flowers smell on that. So I've had a great impression of North Carolina Central.
Yeah.
Just because of the way those flowers smelled, right?
Mm-hmm. I only say that because I had a buddy who went to North Carolina Central. And he was like, Rummage, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't got a clue.
Listen, that's where all of the Duke and Carolina and North Carolina State basketball players go to mingle.
Yeah.
Okay, so you love, the smells, right? When I told people that your up-and-coming physical presence, I said, when you see Coach Mack shaking hands, towering over an older, wiser, but older.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this in a gentle, nice way, so don't be harsh on me. Feeble-looking Coach K, I said, people, it's going to do something aesthetically to you. You're going to feel like the future is yours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's in great shape. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Just the look of, it's like we talked about Juwan Howard. Just
yeah, he's huge.
Yeah, he's huge. And his players, there's a level of respect, the way he can look somebody in the eye as big as he is. You know what I'm saying? And in shape. And I said, people, you're going to enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like we're in his third year.
Yeah.
And I know you guys lost out on some rose smells by saying, oh, well, these year, yeah, he's got a good year, but these are Rick's guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, can he do this? And can he beat this team? And he's done all that.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're hanging on to the but can he's all day or this team is having a down year or this thing, it's like, don't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
You enjoy because you think there wasn't 9 guys who would do anything to beat the University of Louisville on that Saturday.
Yeah.
Can you think of a person in the ACC who wants to beat Coach Mack more than Coach K?
No. And I can prove that with his words. Because
and what you mean the first press conference?
Yeah, where, no, that's why I'm going all the super team? The way back.
Okay.
We've played Duke 3 times. So for everyone who has called in this show or has said, oh, I'd rather have Leonard Hamilton than Coach Mack because he just owns us. Then Duke fans are saying, well, I'd rather have Coach Mack than Coach K because he owns Coach K and at this point.
They're just so much tougher than us every year.
Year one, you go. You have Zion and Barrett. And
a super guys, team.
A super team.
The last of the true super teams.
Down 24 points. And you lose that game. And Coach K comes into the media room and says, honestly, I told my team we're going to win. and I didn't believe it. I had, what did he say? He said, I pulled out a press that we haven't ran all year. And quite honestly, this is all stuff he said.
Yes.
Their game plan was just amazing. Okay? Now,
this is Coach K 3 years ago.
Yeah. Now, that's game one against Duke. And they come back and they win a close game. Game two, you go to Duke on college game day. Primetime game. You go up there.
What was Duke ranked?
I can't remember, but it was up there. What were they? I'd have to look it up.
Okay.
But it was somewhere in the top 15 or so. So they said, you go in there, you dunk all over their heads. You got a freshman that goes in there, tears them up.
A freshman?
Yeah.
Think about this. When you talk about physicality, this is a freshman who did the damage.
Yeah.
You know, Jordan, who's a quote-unquote shooter, muscled this man around.
Yeah.
Sam Williamson had a good game. A freshman.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So you beat them. Your bigs are stepping out, hitting threes. After the game. Oh, by the way, you don't forget, you know, Darius Perry incident gets in the face. So after the game, Coach K says, look, they're a great team, but basketball shouldn't even be played like that. Like, they're just too rough.
Then he goes on to say, I hope no other team in the ACC plays like this.
Mm-hmm. So then, game three.
No, he said, that was the prelim to the fight tonight.
Yeah. So he made, last year Duke was, we were 3 and Duke was 11. Is that right?
Fair enough. I don't know. I can go with that.
Makes sense. So anyways, then.
This is at Cameron, a full Cameron though.
Yeah.
So yeah, the 11, like, missed me with 11. They still don't lose in Cameron.
On Saturday, Duke comes in here. You beat Duke in a good grinded out game. And afterwards, Coach K runs his mouth again. Coach K compares Louisville to – he tells a guy.
A kid.
He tells this kid, imagine you just took – and this wasn't Freudian. He meant this. Or maybe it was Freudian. Maybe it was a Freudian slip-up.
It's even better if it was Freudian.
But he meant this. Imagine you just took the toughest test you could imagine. That means in the back of Coach K's mind, if you're a psych major out there.
No, and listen, I'll take it a step further.
Yeah.
When he's coming up with this analogy, he's looking up in the air. Like he's reaching for a visual to describe what's going on in his brain. You can actually see his eyes look up just
yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, and he says, imagine you took the toughest test. So he equates you to the toughest test. So he knows, this young fella's got me, man. And I got to figure this out. Because did you see anything on Saturday that didn't make you think that you weren't going to walk back in there in 3 or 4 weeks with Malik Williams and go beat them at Cameron?
Steve, he complained so much about the physicality, right?
Mm-hmm.
That going into the game, I almost scared away half of the listening audience.
Yeah, Duke was 3 and Louisville was 11.
Okay, even better.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Even better.
Thank you, Texter.
Okay, so Steve, I let the audience know that Coach K is going to be talking about freedom of movement and officiating from the moment they get off the bus in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Was that not the most ticky-tack called game you've seen the entire year?
When on?
On Saturday.
Yeah. It was.
Listen.
It was there.
We benefited from some calls.
Oh, sure.
But it was. Listen, you could tell that there was going to be an emphasis on freedom of movement. Rebounds, you fall on somebody, you're getting caught.
Mm-hmm.
Over the back, you're getting caught. Stuff is getting called. Out on the floor, you screen hedge, they bump it to you, just getting caught. They opened the game with like 3 and ones,
yeah.
You know, within the first 6 minutes of the game. 6 to 8 minutes in the game. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, a tight whistle still favors the aggressor.
Yeah.
But usually that's Duke just going to the basket knowing they're going to call it. The pack line, again, is designed mm-hmm. to force a Matthew Hurt to be a Matthew Hurt.
Yeah.
Instead of keeping him on, instead of Duke being on the line all day, our mm-hmm. defense, you're not getting on the line.
Right.
We're particularly going to keep you off the line.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to charge. We're going to go in there, stop, reverse pivot, catch a cutter. You know yeah. what I'm saying? That's it. That's a different style. Coach K's done with with the Louisville situation.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's definitely weighing on his mind, man. And you can tell Coach Mack, that style, he's got something for K, man. He's got something for him, and it's enjoyable to watch.
Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Keith?
What's up, man?
First, I want to say, Marcus, I'm still upset about that girl game today because it shouldn't have had to come to that for Damon Evans just to win the game. I feel like the referees called a real tight whistle and trying to help Wake Forest win that game. But I got to say, now that Coach Mack has beaten Coach K once again, and Rory Williams and other Hall of Fame head coaches, you think these recruits going to finally see that Louisville is the place that they want to be from now on?
Look, Lawrence, I appreciate the call. Every win over a big name program, recruits love it. Recruits actually love it.
Yeah.
When your team just looks like you're tougher, Coach Mack can sell his, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go in there and start bullying some people.
Yeah.
And watch David and Carleek. If you can get to the basket on your man, guess what I'm going to let you do? Get to the basket on your man.
Absolutely.
Look, sit down with recruit. Listen, I got all the bells and whistles that any school you want to go to has. Recruit A. Mm-hmm. Let's sit in here and let's just do a film session. You're a 6'4", 6'5", point guard. Sit in here with me, young fella, and watch David Johnson.
Well, even if you're at a different position, I mean, he gives Dre Davis and guys like that a full. Dre, if you can back your man down, go ahead. Like, take your man. And it's not the offense we're used to watching because it feels a little more standing around-ish sometimes. Mm-hmm. But
it's getting better.
It's getting better.
Yeah, it's getting better.
It is getting better. Sure. But I will say some of it, I think, is like, no, that's what he does. Because, like, when a guy like Dre.
He talks about spacing.
Yeah, it's like, go space and go take your man and y'all stay out of his way.
And I do want to say this. You know, I kind of laugh about my attitude in basketball. Like, I didn't move very well away from the ball, right? Because I used to always look at my teammates and say, I seen you in practice. Take him. Like, why are you looking at me?
Yeah.
Take him. That's why I'm mad at Charles Mendland. Listen, if I give you the ball, Allen Iverson used to say it. He used to say, if I give up the basketball and five people touch the basketball or five or six passes, he said, if it get back to me, y'all must not want to shoot it.
Yeah.
I'll shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if everybody touches the ball and y'all don't want to,
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want to get rebounds. You don't want to take the shot.
I'll go score.
Give me the ball.
Yeah.
Double screen up top.
Sure.
You know, whatever we got to do. This offense favors the bold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it does.
DeAndre Davis is bold.
And you got a few bold guys because Carleek Jones has the huevos of a blue whale.
He did look good.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah, he's all right.
But he played 40 minutes, Steve.
Well, he can play 45 if it went to overtime.
But David Johnson played 40 minutes too.
Yeah, well, welcome to the show, son.
Hey, but Steve, but they all get tired of playing 40 minutes. Steve, you know who else played 40 minutes? Dana Evans.
Yeah.
What was she doing the last 10 seconds of the game, Brian?
10 seconds?
What was Dana Evans she doing the last 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And she goes, she gets an and-one.
She was and-one and
wins
she was
the game, yeah.
And screaming at the top of her lungs. Did she look like
she's,
40 minutes?
She was giving that mug, like that face, like, hey, I'm not fazed.
I know.
She didn't look like 40 minutes bothered her either.
No, not at all. Not at all, man.
It's like, go handle your business and
Get some rest.
No, it's totally fine. I said this on the postgame show. I repeated here. I said the way I've learned, the way I watch Louisville games now, man, is for 35 minutes I scream at the team and tell them stop standing around and watching Carleek and David. Mm-hmm. And then for the last five, I tell them shut up, stand around, and watch Carleek and David.
Go to work.
None of you guys should be shooting the ball under four. Like, why are you even thinking about it?
Dude, don't
set screens for Carleek and David. And let them go to work. And they do, man. And they answer the bell. They answer the bell. So,
but, again, that style is impossible to game plan for because it's not some scripted, you know, thing every day.
Let's do this. Can we get ready and we'll go to break? When we come back, we want to give Perrin about 4 or 5 minutes. Yep, he's got some really cool stuff that he's doing. And
he said he had to run out real quick and he's going to come back.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're still going to need a break.
Well, we'll still take a break. But if he's back, then we'll push it off. We'll push him to the end of the hour. Mm-hmm. That'd be fine either way. But when we come back, we know Carleek and David were amazing. And we'll talk about them more.
You have this smirk going, Steve.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to enjoy the next conversation.
We'll talk about them more, but we got to go deeper. We got to go into everybody else. And there's a guy or two I want to ask you about. So,
oh, man, I'm curious now. Let's take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, sometimes even we are forced to be adults around here. And some people are very good at adulting, and some people are great. Normally, I would give a big introduction, but this guy is a professional, consummate professional. He knows exactly what he's doing. So, listeners who may be interested, Perrin Johnson will join us for a quick second. Perrin?
He's coming here.
See, look, again.
We told you he's a busy, busy man. Yeah. Yeah.
So. We said he's extremely professional and busy.
Yeah, so he had to get off the phone. And
so, Mr. Busy here. Professional.
I got five interviews in the next 2 hours.
Fire away.
It's perfect, man. What's going on?
So, great win this weekend. Great win, by the way. Want to throw that out there.
It was.
And then Wednesday's the trap games. Want to put that out there, too.
It's going to be a tough one.
And I'm going to let y'all get into more of that later because I already talked for 3 hours. Now, with that being said, I've been working really diligently in the last 2 months to bring more testing to Louisville, and I'm working with a company known as SV Diagnostics. They are based out of Dayton, Ohio, and we are bringing more COVID testing to the city of Louisville. Now, where we differ at from other testing sites is this: we are not a nasal swab; we are a mouthwash.
Okay.
And that is huge because I'm just going to be honest with you. Who wants a giant Q-tip up your nose?
Not me.
And a lot of people can't perfect the process of sticking a giant Q-tip up your nose. They do it ways that might be painful. Mm-hmm. So if you're an older person with thin, sensitive skin or a person with sensitive skin in general, that's a major deal. But the other side of that is that we are a free COVID test. So one, we're not invasive. We're not going to stick nothing up your nose. We're a mouthwash. If you want to know what it tastes like flat Red Bull. I've done it. So, I mean, so it doesn't taste like crap because most things when you get from the doctor taste like crap. So we taste like a flat Red Bull. And not only are we a free COVID test, We're downtown off of Broadway between 1st and 2nd Street in that huge parking lot at JCTC. We're a storage container. We're a huge, like, shipping container. We can have your results back within 48 hours.
Now, is the only is that the only site there will be is downtown Broadway?
That is our, as of right now, that's where we are at, yes. Now, are we looking to expand more so people can do more tests with the mouthwash? Yes. One, but the two big things that I want people to understand that really matters about this is, one, we are free.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are free. People are getting rapid tests, and they're paying $85 a pop. Mm-hmm. You can get, and then you get the results on the spot. But rapid tests are not always, and Steve, you know this because your wife works in healthcare. Absolutely. Rapid tests are not always accurate. Mm-hmm. So
what is the accuracy like level?
We are 99%.
Really?
Because here's the thing with your nose. With your glucosa, to get into nerd terms, mm-hmm. your body produces glucosa all the time. And your nose is every 14 days. And your mouth is 7 days. So and your mouth is a more accurate reading of what's in your body in its current state of mind because it's constantly producing glucosa, saliva, et cetera. You all know that. Your mouth is always wet. It has to be that way. If it wasn't, you'd be dead. So because of that, we can get a more accurate reading with that test. I had a friend right now. She's in Turks and Caicos right now. She took the passport test. I know a lot of people have been tired of being at home. A lot of people are wanting to travel. You know, you've been with your kids at home all day. All you do is clean dishes all day. Your kids, like, they want breakfast. You cook it for them. They want lunch. You cook right. it for them. And every sure. day, you're probably like me. Like, damn, I'm doing dishes every damn day. So so you want to get your kids out and do some stuff. So with this, you're allowed to get the results back in 48 hours, which is also huge. So you're getting a free test, and you can know within 2 days, which, one, if you need to go back to work, allows you to go back to work as a person. Two, you're not coming out of pocket. And the only way we charge you is this. This is the only way we charge you. We will charge you for a test if you need it within 24 hours. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what you would pay for is the $70 cost to ship the test.
Expedited.
So you're paying your own shipping cost, but the test is still free.
Yeah.
So because let's think about it. If you were going to do a rapid test and pay $85 plus to have the results back and to have it immediately, that's $100-some-odd right. out of pocket. With this test, we're not going to be sticking stuff up people's noses. We're going to get a mouthwash. You're going to have it back within 48 hours or less, and it's free. And it's in the heart of downtown.
Give us that website again. We've got a couple of texters. The company and the website.
The company is SV Diagnostics, so svdiagnostics.com. And if you want to call the number, we are at Jefferson Community College, JCTC, 109 East Broadway. So we're right between 1st and 2nd Street off of Broadway. Mm-hmm. And the number to call is 859-203-1460. And I want people to understand this again. We are a free test. Mm-hmm. So how that works is this. The test is covered by the CARES Act. So if you were able to do this, and I'm going to try to be concise because this is not sports and we're a sports show.
Right.
But we want to make sure people are safe.
Sure.
The reason why this works is this. So if you have insurance and you have to take the test, you still have to show us your insurance card because insurance companies are covering COVID tests per the CARES Act. If you don't give us your insurance card and you take the test, it will get kicked back to you to pay. That's why. So if you don't have insurance, you can still take the test. All we need is a picture ID of your driver's license. So, and you can get you a free COVID test and have the results back within 48 hours, which is very essential considering warmer weather is upon us and a lot of you all are going to want to travel just like myself.
Do you need an appointment? We're getting a lot of questions, so people are obviously very interested.
You can make an appointment.
Okay.
You don't need an appointment. You can do a walk-up, but, you know, I'm a person that likes to prepare. So it's better to – I believe in having yourself ready before you show up, which will make the process a lot easier. It does not require you to get out your car. We will walk up to your car. We will explain to you the process of the test so you can have the test, and that way you can have access to that. But more importantly, it's the great thing about it is if you need to go see loved ones,
you
need to go see family members because I know a lot of people have been going through that heartache of not being able to see family members.
Yeah.
You can get your test results in 48 hours. Like you say, you guys see grandma on Friday because it's her birthday. Take a test today. You'll know by Wednesday at the latest.
Right.
And then make sure you keep yourself safe until you go see grandma. Mm. So the reason why we're doing this more importantly is to have more access because like I said earlier in the beginning, more access allows more opportunities for success, which allow people to live their lives normally. So that's the main focus that we're trying to get on and do all that stuff.
Parent Johnson, appreciate it. Appreciate
that's awesome, man. Yeah,
spreading a little awareness.
No problem.
And we, if you want to know, obviously you can go to @ParentJohnson. He's got his info there. I just retweeted it. I'm sure Marcus will too. We'll get that out there, and because I think it's really good, man. I think a lot of people. I know we got a lot of feedback on here already. So I think.
But
a lot
more
of
importantly,
use it.
I want everybody to know, and I appreciate you saying that. This is free.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than free.
Give that phone number out one more time.
Phone number is 859-203-1460. And we are at Jefferson Community College between 1st and 2nd on Broadway. Broadway and 1st and 2nd. We're in the parking lot. We're a gray shipping container. We can get your COVID test, and we can have your results back in 48 hours. Disclaimer, you cannot eat up to 30 minutes before your test. Why? Food particles do create a problem with getting a full concentrated reading. So make sure you do not eat 30 minutes prior to your exam if you are coming down to get one. I know it's raining. We don't have to get out your car if you want to test today. We will be down there Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
That's awesome, and man. On your way back after you go take your test. Appreciate it, Parent.
Yeah, no problem. Dr. Johnson, man. Thank you.
I can't write no scripts, though.
That is clutch, though, man. That's really cool, man.
Make sure we take care of our city, man. Get it back to normal.
That's right, man. Appreciate you, indeed.
Taking care of the city, I know a spot in the city on the way back. I'll take care of you. 1053 Goss Avenue. Stop at Four Pegs downtown.
Right into a food reel.
Look, we are all professionals in here. But listen, you can't eat before, so you might as well get something to eat after.
So after you do, go grab you some food.
There you go.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Love y'all. See y'all boys later.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Yep.
Okay, is there any way to transition?
There's not. First, I will say, I can transition this way. I think it's really cool with Perrin. I know he's been working hard behind the scenes to get this done. So I'm really excited for him today. And he deserves that recognition, even though he probably don't want it. But I'm going to give it to him. He deserves that recognition. It's a very cool thing he's done. Perrin, being a former player, I like what he said, too, today about Clemson. We'll talk about that. But
I wanted him to say more.
I know. I agree. But look, we'll transition that into current players. We talked, and like I said, I know there's really no great way to transition.
I know where you're going with this, Steve. Okay. I already know where you're going.
Okay.
Yes, people. Yes. Okay. If you want your pound of flesh, I lost my bottom dollar on the Josh Nickleberry stock. I went all in on Josh Nickleberry, and he didn't play a minute.
Well,
so you were going to make fun of me. That's all that is.
Kind of. Kind of, but not. There were a few moves made on Saturday that I thought were interesting. And we can go to the phone lines, but let me just throw them out there real quick. Sam didn't start. Charles got extended minutes. Josh didn't play. Curious to kind of hear, because it seems like those three right now are kind of in an entanglement, if you'll allow me. So we'll talk about that.
Frank, thanks for joining us on Middays with Marcus Maben. Fire away.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing this morning? I think I'm doing pretty good. A couple of things, and then I'm going to hang up and let you guys do your thing. First and foremost, we got two number ones of the daggone killer, Tali Jones and Dana Evans. You see the death stare she gave after she hit that three?
You know I did.
I mean, straight assassin. So, hey, but, you know, getting to your point, Steve, I think Max is going to work Millen into that Atlanta, because I think, you know, being a graduate transfer, we had a lot of mistakes that was made, you know, just like with Dre Davis, made a lot of young freshman mistakes, but he's going to be good. And speaking of Mac, I tell you what, I got a friend of mine. He's an old retired gunnery sergeant from the Marine Corps, and listens to y'all show every single. Listens to you every single day.
Wait! A drill sergeant listens to us?
Oh yeah, straight up drill from the drill field. I tell you what, this guy's like he's your best friend, but your worst enemy. but he loves the show. And let me say this. Hey, Marcus, and I think you know this. Hey, he brings the shopping cart back.
Oh, military people. Frank, military people know to bring their shopping cart back. Trust me.
Wow. That's cool, man. Fellas, thank you for telling us that.
Yes, sir. Enjoy it, y'all. Y'all keep doing your thing, man. Y'all have a good day.
Absolutely.
That's a cool story.
Isn't that cool? Like, so just in the back of your mind, just know somebody's listening. Maybe he's yelling at us, though. Maybe he's yelling at us the whole time.
He's a good friend.
Ah, good.
Don't want him as an enemy.
Okay. So speaking of good friends and don't want him as an enemy. Mm-hmm. Steve? This is not a smell the roses moment. This is an honest Marcus Maben.
Okay.
Petty Marcus Maben. This is an emotional Marcus Maben. This is not who I am when I'm, you know, giving the public the truth. I'm just saying, even I have feelings.
Okay.
And I can be saddened and I can be emotional too. Doesn't happen very, very often, but I can be drugged into the doldrums of sadness and hating and all the stuff I preach against. Coach, I need you to do me a favor. Don't make me start hating Charles Mindlin. You benched my Josh Nickleberry, my stock. You told me Josh Nickleberry, your all is about all defense and all charges and all effort, and Josh was giving everything. And I thought according to your blueprint, Josh Nickleberry was following all the steps he needs to take to, you know, to be that guy. Now, yes, Josh Nickleberry needs to take the ball to the basket, right? Charles got in the game. He gave up a little. You know, he not as bad. He looked more comfortable out there. Still step behind. Still looks a little heavy, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm trying not to, you know, be critical, but I know what Josh has been giving me, right? So, listen, the on the court stuff, I'm not gonna pick at it right now. But coach, when I listen to you answer the question about Josh not playing.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say that's what I was gonna tag in there and say, because the way he answered that about Josh was kind of like a little bit like, well, hey man, look, put your big boy pants on, because sorry, I played Charles, so yeah, kind of get over it, you know, kind of hit him with the get over it.
And it almost felt like Charles, he is a grad transfer, so he earned, you know, it's kind of like you kind of sounded like you felt like you owed Charles a couple minutes because he's working hard, not because of his play,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when I see Josh, I'm like, man, on that court, man, Josh was giving us what we needed. Now, listen, if it's a bad matchup against Duke or something like that, you know, okay. But I'm just telling you, just down in the recesses of my little emotions, you know what I'm saying? To me, Josh was on the verge, you know what I'm saying? To me, it's what it looks like. Mm-hmm. It looks like he's confident. He comes in there, defensive intensity picks up, and, you know, we're playing a guard-heavy, you know what I'm saying, lineup in the Duke situation. That one got my attention, Steve.
But you won, so it's hard to argue. You know,
it's not.
It's like,
you know why it's not?
Okay.
Because during the press conference, I also heard Coach Mack say, "Yeah, like we were having these problems even before, you know, we lost." And I've been telling them these are problems we got to fix, even when we're winning. It's not all good because we're winning.
Yeah.
So in Marcus's little world, it's not all good because we won.
It's fair.
And then to say, yeah, and to say, if Josh doesn't like it, then, you know.
But I do think the more people come back.
I'm reading into it. I am. Yeah. So nobody take this one and run with it. This is just a little emotional, you know.
Well, I just feel like the more we get back, the more we're going to have a few casualties, minutes-wise. Mm-hmm. I mean, JJ's kind of dealing with it right now. I mean, you're seeing his minutes are kind of decreasing a little bit, even though I think he's maximizing his time in there. I thought he did a good job on Saturday. But then when Malik comes back, where does JJ fall? Like, you know, that makes you wonder, like, okay, now, because Jalen, I don't think his minutes are going anywhere. And, I mean, he is.
Jalen, man, is going to go up.
Do you know Jalen Withers is average? And I wish I could remember who tweeted this. Or no, actually, I know where I saw it. Jody said it. You know Jalen's averaging more right now than Steve Enoch was?
I was
points so, and rebounds.
I was so angry when you sent that to me.
And I'm not. I think Steve's better. I'm not doing that. But like, but points and rebounds right now.
Yes, we do know Josh is getting some more minutes, but not like incredibly more minutes.
Jalen.
I said Josh. I got Josh on the brain.
Steve. Yeah.
Jalen, you're right.
I don't know what that text says, but I think it says, does Rummage still think Withers is soft? Yeah, defensively, I do. I think he's getting better. I think he's getting better.
He's getting better per play, Steve, yeah. Per half.
Yeah, I think he's getting better defensively.
Like, but he jumped into I think it was hurt, mm-hmm. and got that and one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Psychologically, him jumping into the body, yes.
Yeah.
But jump up and into the body, jump into his face.
Yeah.
Not body and then fall down.
Yeah.
But he got the and one. But I'm still not okay with
it. Right.
The execution. Like
he's becoming a legitimate threat, man. And that, you know, now here's the thing, and we'll get to this Wednesday. He's going to get a major test in Amir Sims, because I was kind of hoping that
was
a game.
I'm not talking about Amir Sims.
I know. I'm just saying that's something I kind of hoped we would not play until we had Malik back, but.
They knew that. The SEC, we're getting.
But yeah, right. I know. But Jalen, man, I don't know. He's coming around.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Coach Mack said he's extra hard on Jalen. So you officially gave me the right to be the hardest on Jalen Withers than anybody in all of sports radio.
Fair enough.
I spent my entire offseason, Jalen Withers is the new Amir Sims. Till he is the new Amir Sims, he's behind schedule.
He's probably averaging as much. Let's look at other bigs. When we come back, Brian, be ready for this. When we come back,
all the bigs,
we're going to look at other bigs around the ACC and see where Jalen Withers is stacking up numbers.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.